The protests in Iran began 5 days ago. Iranians were initially demonstrating against corruption and rising food and fuel prices, but protests have now become a wider anti-government movement. There are reports demonstrations have spread beyond the capital, Tehran, and throughout the country. State media is reporting police claims that they were shot at, killing one officer and wounding several others. There are also reports of civilian casualties and the arrest of hundreds. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has spoken out about the incident, but chose his words carefully.
It must be clear to everyone that we are a free nation, and in accordance with the constitution, people are free to criticise and even protest. But at the root of their protest, they must have a desire to improve the country, not destroy it.
He's played down the protests, saying the criticism and protests are an opportunity, not a threat. But his initial response was that the protesters were nothing, vowing to silence people he described as lawbreakers. The events in Iran are drawing a response from around the world. United States President Donald Trump has tweeted, saying Iran's failing at every level. Mr. Trump has called for change and said Iranians are hungry for food and freedom. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has posted a video message in support of the Iranian protesters. He says Iranians are brave and seeking basic liberties, and he's described Iran's government as cruel.
But I'm sure that fear will not triumph, because the Iranian people are smart, they're sophisticated, they are proud. Today they risk everything for freedom. Sadly, many European governments watch in silence as heroic young Iranians are beaten in the streets. That's just not right. And I, for one, will not stay silent.
Previously, video emerged online showing protesters setting fire to government offices, confronting authority and yelling anti-government chants. There were reports the Iranian government was restricting internet access in an attempt to stop footage being shared. Iran's supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, is yet to respond. The 2009 protests against the presidential election result lasted months, and 76 people were reported killed and over 4,000 people arrested during that unrest.